Welcome to the Atlanta Pod Plays. Start your journey outside of Seven Stages Theater and let your imagination take you the rest of the way.
Excuse me, but you look lost. I know these buildings well. Too well, some might say. I'll lead you to the ticket window. Please, follow me. Now, look up at that marquee, the one that reads Seven Stages. The ticket window is just underneath, through that door. See it? Sometimes, I can't believe how clean this building is now. Touch the wall of the building if you want. Feel how solid it is now? It wasn't always like this, you know? It's a wonder this building is still here. When I first showed my father-in-law a photo of two dilapidated structures with rusting marquees and called it my dream renovation project, he thought I'd lost my mind. If you can believe it, around 30 years ago, Seven Stages and Variety Playhouse, the building right next door, were vacant, crumbling, and filled with junk. One of my most vivid memories is the barrels full of abandoned ammonia we had to dispose of. Every time I stand on this spot, I imagine a chemical smell still wafting through the air. My father-in-law, a skilled businessman, agreed with the owner of the buildings, of course. They should be torn down, effective immediately. But my business partner, Kelly, and I had a vision.
We could convert this property into a performing arts center.
We knew that Little Five Points was once a thriving part of town and that a proposed freeway through the area drove residents from the district. Obviously, that didn't come to pass. More on that later. But before the abandonment, these buildings were vibrant, classic movie houses of the 1930s and 40s. I've heard that back in the day, my favorite wife, starring Cary Grant and Irene Dunne, was the first film they played.
Now, Mrs. Mulligan Benson, or rather, Mrs. Benson Mulligan, the second wife.
It was a sort of a Mulligan stew.
My. Times have changed. It was a Wednesday in what had to be the 1980s. Sometimes I have difficulty remembering what happened when and in what order, but I know it was the 80s, because Blondie was playing somewhere in the background and Kelly was dressed like a lumberjack in one of his plaid shirts. This one was red.
Take a breath. Be firm. And Don, above all, don't stray from the talking points.
We arrived at the site, to the exact spot where you were standing, with one objective in mind: to convince the owner of this dilapidated real estate to agree to lease or sell us the property.
My answer is still no.
As I said earlier, Mr. Story didn't see the point in saving the buildings and had already rebuffed several of our offers.
How many times am I going to have to tell y'all? For God's sakes, why won't y'all just let me tear them down?
That same day, he let us in to see the insides, as if to prove a point. When we entered, we could see the sky through the roof in places. There was stored and rotting furniture unprotected from the rain. Kelly and I stared up at the sky through the cracks in the roof. We took a breath and looked at each other. He spoke first.
Are we sure about this? I think something's roosting up there.
Kelly and I had been through the renovation road in Little Five Points before, having refurbished what was once known as the Redwood Lounge and turning it into a vibrant community pub frequented by artists and scholars. But before we could do any of that, the area had to be saved from demolition to make room for that freeway I told you about. It was a monumental task, and it led to a community-driven strategy, including nonviolent action. When the bulldozers arrived, I looked around at the sea of people. To my right stood a mother with a young boy on her shoulders. To my left, a businessman in a suit. In front of me was a musician with dreadlocks beating his drum. Some held signs. others took turns lying down on the pavement to block the demolition, I decided to lie down. One by one, we were carted off to the paddy wagon and driven to jail. Believe me, it was a memorable day.
I'd like you to avoid jail this time.
After a long struggle, our community did manage to prevent the construction of the freeway, largely due to government support and Atlanta's mayor, Maynard Jackson, who shared our vision of the restoration of Little Five Points.
Everyone thinks we're crazy.
I looked up again at the sky through the cracks in the roof. I looked at Kelly in his plaid shirt. I took a breath, and I knew what we needed to do next. A few days later, we arranged for the mayor to speak directly with the owner.
The arts are the cornerstone of community, Mr. Story. The arts bring all of us together, and that's what this city needs.
Finally, after an impassioned plea from the mayor himself, Mr. Story agreed to grant us a lease. Kelly was overjoyed.
We did it! Oh, man. Before we can transform these buildings, we're going to have to clean them up.
Money was tight and not always flowing.
Hey, what if we had a yard sale? Some of these items are still salvageable, like these old school desks, church pews, and wooden tables and chairs. With a bit of imagination, we could call them antiques.
Once the sale was over, we faced the task of debris removal.
Oh, I just finished filling and emptying 6 construction dumpsters piled high with 5,000 square feet of junk.
I breathed a sigh of relief. I imagined what would come next.
Do you know what this means?
I pictured artists on the stages and audiences filling the seats row by row.
We're ready to begin renovating the bare space. The theater is burning to the ground. There was an explosion. All of our work is gone.
After months and months of more work, the final step in the renovation process was to apply several coats of polyurethane on the new wood floor we had installed. The floor was especially important because a group of dancers planned to occupy the finished space. To aid in the drying process, the furnace was turned on full blast. The fumes were sucked into the heaters overnight, causing an explosion. My stomach churned and dropped to the floor.
But we're not going to waste any time feeling sorry for ourselves. We are going to get to work immediately to get the renovations done again.
The sinking feeling persisted, even though I knew he was right. We were up to the challenge of beginning again. Oh, then it hit me. Because of our cash flow issues, I had delayed the last insurance payment. My stomach dropped below my feet. Had I ruined everything? Had I let everyone down? What will become of Kelly, the dancers, and Little Five Points if I failed? Holding my breath, I grabbed a few quarters and ran to the nearest payphone. The fate of these buildings hung in the balance. As the phone rang, I sucked more air into my chest. I exhaled. On opening night, I stood beside Kelly, wearing another plaid shirt, green this time. Our insurance company granted us a grace period of 30 days. And we were able to complete the renovations once again. Thank God I hadn't let everyone down. We watched the dancers, curved arms moving in unison, arabesque, turn. They cut through the space with energy and vitality. I was filled with equal parts pride and gratitude that night. Kelly looked at me and said,
"You really did do it, Don."
Every time I return to this spot, I am always in awe of these buildings. Here they are, still standing.
Listening to Building Little Five, an installment of the Atlanta Pod Plays by Found Stages. This piece was written by Annie Harrison Elliott. It was directed by Nicole Palmietto, with sound engineering and editing by Alan Goldman and Evan Williams of Gaslight Picture House, casting by Emily Kleipas, and dramaturgical support by Teresa Burke. The cast, in order of appearance, featured Doyle Reynolds, Barrett Doyle, Theo Harness, and Christopher Hampton. This piece was originally created as part of Little Five Arts Alive, a public art event celebrating the creative culture of Little Five Points and Atlanta, formed from a partnership between Horizon Theater Company and the Little Five Points Community Improvement District, and supported by a grant from Art Place America. The Atlanta Pod Plays was recorded at ARTC Studio. For more information about Atlanta Radio Theater Company, visit artc.org. To learn more about the Atlanta Pod Plays and future installments in this series, visit us online at foundstages.org.